I'm sure that this group that is saying so is not representative of the majority of Maimai. I know that something like 80% of Maimai have already joined the reintegration process, but we know that a small minority group, I think called the Pareko, and another group called the Yakutumba, out of tens and tens of groups, have showed some reluctance to join this disarmament exercise because they are trying to extend the period where they can continue, you know, looting and misbehaving, raping, and we totally oppose this way of doing, and we have started to crush them and arrest them because they have signed and the majority have joined. We cannot be under the pressure of a minority.
The rebels claim that there were specific stipulations in the agreement, i.e. frequent meetings to ensure the full implementation, but that hasn't happened, and the government has so far failed to talk to them about the next step forward. What do you say to that?
It is a lie. There is no other specification in the accord agreement, only that they have to join the army. This is what have been signed, and this is what have been said. And when you join an army, a governmental army, you just abide by the law, by the rules of the army. You can't come with your own rules as if you are building a new army. We have the national army. Those guys, they accepted to join the army, and the majority among them have already joined. Those are bandits. They have not the goal of joining the army, they have not the goal of serving peace, and we have to treat them as bandits.
So what is your government going to do about this move from the rebels?
We have started arresting them. Many of them are now in prison, jail. You cannot blackmail the government. We cannot accept that a small group can blackmail the government while the majority has already accepted the agreement and they are already implicated in the reintegration exercise, and there's these small groups are trying to blackmail because they need to be allowed to loot and to rape people. We have to treat them as, groups of bandits.